Craft beer is my favorite color. This is the perfect pour. Go, Cubs. I've always been a Cubs fan. Shut up.
So you have. Welcome to the perfect pour craft beer show.
1,000%.
I am Mikey.
I am real Cubs fan Nick.
I'm just Matt. I'm here.
All my life. I'm happy baseball's over.
Sports ball continues regardless of whether the Cubs won or not.
I'm over it.
All right. Cubs? All right.
Cubs.
Seen it.
This is a craft beer show. We talk about beer, we drink beer. We give you beers that you should look out for. We listen to the listeners call us and tell us junk.
We pretend we've been Cubs fans the whole time.
Nope. A's all the way, bro. It's A's turn for the top pour. The Bearded Brewer is... Bearded Brewer is testing out bottle openers.
On already opened bottles.
Previously opened bottles.
No, it don't work. I'm not ready to open this. Well, okay. Now we have to open that one.
I guess, it's stuck. Ooh, a little Chinese finger trap action.
Beer with Friends podcast sent us a new style of bottle opener where it's like a cap over it and you punch it down.
And we've already broken it.
And it basically
virtually does not dent it.
Wow, it opens the bottle. So it's a plastic device that wraps around the top of the bottle, then you punch it down like you're stamping something, and it brings the cap off with it. There you go. It makes no sound, though, so.
I love gold!
Sucks for this show.
Soundless bottle opener?
That's a new beer.
World's quietest bottle opener.
As we pour this new beer, our tailgating beer is our celebration beer to congratulate the Cub fans on their... Finally getting their World Series victory.
Thank you, Gary.
You kind of mumbled through that.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for getting out of the way now. Now we can go back to normal baseball. Libertine Brewing's Gary. That was our celebration beer. Libertines. Thank you, Tyler. We still got a couple beers from Tyler graciously left us. And that's a damn good sour, Gary. That could be a whale beer from people.
Did we just have a whale? Did we accidentally have a whale?
Did we just have a whale?
God.
Are we now best friends?
Did we just become best friends?
Whales happen.
Just tell me, did you touch my drum set?
No.
I was watching Cops.
Why are y'all sweating?
I was watching Cops.
So it's totally up to you guys, but can we build bunk beds? Can we build bunk futons?
There's no power tools.
Bunk futons. Can we build them?
Yes.
Futon 55 and 56.
Ooh.
Jesus, like 2 minutes in, man.
Yes, it's a new record.
This is terrible.
I'm on fire because my Cubbies won tonight.
Can we get a replay on that? Was it 2 minutes?
Night. Yeah. So that was Gary... from Libertine. We have that going around the table still.
Gary's a cool guy.
And also Gary's always cool.
What city are the Cubs from again?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
South side or north side? I don't know which one of those. Some one of the sides.
I think you take the 405.
New Orleans?
You take the 405 north until you hit the 1. Take the 1.
But the 1's closed.
Get off La Cienega. Go east.
There's your tangent.
Glendale, bro.
No, that's not tangent, bro. All right. We're going to get straightened out here in a second.
Did you classify that as an unsanctioned chant tangent?
Yep. Beard Brewer said it was, so it became me. We also had from New Glory Brewery up in Sacramento. Just came to town this week. Extra pale, hoppy pale.
People been talking about that like nonstop.
They've been talking. I think we might have looked out for it. So
we got Rubicon and New Glory.
Yeah.
Sacramento's penetrating us.
Mm.
Is that a term?
Sure. It's a term. Now, I like that New Glory Extra Pale. Bells has enjoyed it. Bells has already had a preview of it. Six-pack cans.
Delta Pacific beer, right?
Sounds right. So there, that's what we have been drinking. Now the new beer going around the table is a first in the country. Fresno was one of the first cities to get this in the United States.
Are we being test marketed?
Maybe.
Is this a Doritos Locos
situation? Well, there is the brother, a dude that lives here in Fresno, his brother-in-law is part of this brewery, and this brewery is from Mexico. It's Ocho Reales. And it's one of the first times it's been in the United States, and Fresno is one of the first markets, or maybe even the first, that it's been into. But it's
what the
and
devil?
I think maybe it's gone into Texas, and maybe us in Texas, but it's
Fresno, Texas.
It's brewed by Comidas y Bebidas Fermentas, and I'm trying to think. Oh, it's Monterrey, in the Mexico Monterrey, not our Monterrey here. The San Juan Hermano
Monterrey. I think you said food and brother somewhere in there.
Geronimo. Nuevo León. You can call them. The telephone number is 52 and then parentheses 81 and then 8647.
Good Lord.
So I don't know what's going on there. But yeah, we're one of the first people to get this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is the porter. They also have did you get some?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just wanted to look at
it. They also have an ale and an imperial ale. They just call them ales. They don't say they're IPAs or pales. They're just an ale and an imperial ale. So that's the three that they have. And they come in six-pack bottles.
Six-pack.
Right now they have them at the market.
Ooh, the
forgotten. And it's in the Mexican beer area, not the craft beer area. Because that fooled me, because I knew they were there, and I was like looking through all the craft beer section. I'm like, it's not here. And I was like, wait, maybe I'll try the Mexican beer area. There it is.
Brilliant.
We were looking out for somebody, a Mexican craft brewery, to come to town, and finally, we have one now.
Was this the only flavor they have right now, or do they have the ales?
They have the ales, too, yeah. They only had one six-pack each left of them, so I think they're going to keep bringing them in. So
nice. That's I mean, interesting. The market's the first one to pick them up, but not yeah. The worst place to be. You know, they have plenty of cold doors.
Yeah, yeah. It's in the coldness.
Mm-hmm.
Imported by Sierra Madre.
And people expect different stuff there, too, I think. When you go to the market, you're expecting to
buy it. Yeah, and they got a big wine area. Producer Becky approved of this one.
Oh, wow. PB approved.
It's a nice porter.
We need to get her a stamp so she can stamp it if she approves.
I'd be interested in trying the ales.
Yeah, see what they do.
See what they think. So what's going on in the culture as we enjoy this
culture
of craft beer?
Culture. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but
yep, we did.
Untappd.
Noticed that.
Untappd has broken into the digital menu game. There are a few services out there that we've talked about in the past. You know, like Tap Hunter, Beer Menus, Digital Pour. And then there's another one that I can't remember off the top of my head. Well, Untappd is now in that game.
Yeah.
So I've had some time to mess around with it because one of our local breweries, House of
Pendragon
switched over to it.
Pendragon, bro.
Would you like to finish my every
seven?
Pendragon said
seventh,
first.
Every seventh sentence, yeah.
Pendragon said it.
Yeah.
Said it first.
So my only gripe about it is...
Yeah, gripes, dude. I got gripes, too.
Gripe. Said it.
You search for nearby breweries, and it does not pop up the menu. It pops up the brewery. You search for them in the normal search field. You pull them up. You switch it. You just search their beers. You have to go into the location tab, then click nearby venues, and then search House of Pendragon, and then you can see their menu.
Does it?
So it's like deeply embedded.
You got to really know what you're doing.
Social media, if they link it, printout menus, everything there is right in front. But using the app, it's a little bit difficult because there's just those four or five steps.
Even though you have to go through all these odd steps, when you get there, is it somewhat accurate, actually? Yes.
It's whatever they're playing on the screen in the actual establishment, that's what's reflected on the Untappd.
That's good.
So you could go in there and you could just see, all right, so they have Fire and Hop, Single Hop Summit, Oktoberfest, German Pils, German, et cetera.
Wow.
And
it'll give you the hell is all that?
And they list all their pricing, you know, the 5 ounce, 16, 32, and 64. They list all that on there so you know. And it's just like every other menu. Once you get there, it's like every other menu. It shows you what's happening, what's on the menu, all that stuff. But it's just with the other apps, you pull up a map of your town and you click on the venue and boom, there's the menu. It's open and hit the button and you're there. With Untappd, it's a little clunky, especially if like my house where sometimes it drops down to 3G, it'd be near impossible for me to pull it up.
Yeah.
So, but I'm happy that they moved into that just because there is an outrageous amount of people that use Untappd. So if your venue has your beers listed in there, you have a database that follows.
I don't know if it's the same system, but last time I was in there and I was checking in on Untappd and there's like a live feed up on the board and I could see myself checking in.
Oh yeah.
There.
Yep.
I'm like, oh hey, look, there I am on the board. The board.
Hey, that's me.
Hey, everybody, look.
So, did you see me on the board?
Yep. I'm the guy who's on the board. Watch this. I'm going to get myself on the board here in a minute. Oh, there I am.
There I am.
So, you want to go make out in the car or like what?
I'd say the only, out of all the apps, the only one that has the upper hand out of all of them would be Digital Pour. That's another company. And that's used by closest to us would be there's Dust Bowl Brewing. They use it. And then the Hop Grenade, they use the same system in the Bay Area. But the beauty about that system is every time you ring up a beer through the register, it goes into the program. So it can give you a sight glass into the keg. So you look at the menu and it'll say this keg is in the more than halfway gone. So it's yellow. In this keg, it's at the bottom, so it's red.
Nice.
So it helps people that are kind of, maybe I'll wait to get that field work beer. Well, if it's in the red, you might not get that.
You better get it.
Or you'll just know that.
Just don't wait.
If you're looking
at field work, just stop. Just get it.
You know, if you're looking to go out, you could check, say, boom, the keg is green. We got to go. This just went on. So, but yeah, that's my little review of our news about beer menus.
Beer menus. I like it. All this nerdy shit, I like it.
I still like chalkboards.
Chalkboards are cool, too.
You could make them look like chalkboards, too.
No.
I kind of want both.
Analog chalkboards. Everybody likes analog. Give me a live feed.
I want to be, like, you know what? Some shows in between bands, they'll have the big board, and you can, you know, try and get whatever the crap you want on the board.
Oh, yeah. Try and throw a... So
that's what I want. I want to be able to throw crap on the board.
I know a local. Like,
hey, boogers, I'm getting top four.
I heart Wanda.
Yeah.
I know an establishment local to us that has over 40 handles. They literally have sign making parties. It's like you'll be at the bar and be like, hey, can you draw? Yeah, here you go. Draw this.
Oh.
Draw this.
Because you'll sit down. You'll come in on like a Monday or Tuesday.
They don't want me doing that.
And they have like 10 or 15 boards to fill out, you know. I hope I
accept payment and beer for doing this drawing for you. What up, Nick? Is there something going on in culture?
I am Instagramming.
You've noticed?
Have you checked our Instagram lately? It's very
at Perfect Pour Pod.
Very fine Instagram. Culturally, blah, blah, blah. Oh, Chuck Silva's getting ready to open up.
Ooh. Yeah.
and he did a collab.
Formerly of Green Flash Brewing.
Formerly of Green Flash.
Big man at Green Flash Brewing, now has own brewery.
Central Coast.
In San Luis Obispo.
Central Coast California. Resident. They did a collab with Firestone Walker, and I love this name because if it's a play off of something else that's really well known. So if you know Trader Joe's, you know they have cheap wine. And so the collab for Chuck Silva and Firestone Walker is $10 Chuck. And I think
it's they got that. What is it? $2?
Yeah, yeah, $2 Chuck is their wine. The infamous.
Get it? Because he's Chuck Silva?
Because he's Chuck. He's a Chuck. But I was like, $10?
Wait.
I'm almost mad, but the name's so damn clever, I'd probably buy it if I ever saw it. Anyways.
I bet
Tony Bags will be calling in, telling us all about how he's hanging out with Chuck Silva.
All about it.
Yeah, I think he posted. A tap takeover at Poorhouse, and it had the Chuck Silva logo on the banner. Oh, so,
whoa.
It's like, who's going to come hang out with me December 3rd or whatever it was?
Mm-hmm, okay.
Tyler will be there too. You can see them have discussions live and in person.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy!
Hopefully about buyout beer.
Yeah, we'll put them in a ring and let them talk buyout beer.
Some guy walks by. How about that buyout beer?
How about that buyout beer, huh?
So I hear you guys like Ballast Point.
What's the difference? There's none. That's what.
Hey, bro, can I get an 805?
Bro, give me that craft beer, that 805 top level craft beer, right?
Oh, you're a new brewery? Oh, that's cool. What's the lightest beer you got?
What's your 805 beer?
Can I try some with hops? That's good, but I'll go with an 805.
Something super hoppy like an 805.
Oh, man, I don't like any of that.
What's your 805 like?
I don't like any of that dark stuff.
Is that like a cover song?
I like 805 style.
When everybody tries to recreate 805? Like, will breweries cover other breweries and try and redo their beer? Like, do you guys see what I'm saying? No. This is not making sense.
Nope.
No.
Okay.
I vaguely understand it.
Okay. Get
what out you're of going here. At?
Leave now.
When I listen leave back, now. I'll figure it
hey,
out.
Hey, look, an Admiral TV.
Hey.
Distraction.
Zenith?
Oh.
What? Oh, it actually is. I'm scared now. Montgomery
Admiral is a sharp knockoff.
What's your 805 like? What do you guys think about Total Wine?
How it's coming to town.
I've never been to one, so I don't know.
Actually, I've never been to one either.
I just hear about Total Wine is the BevMo of other areas, and they are coming to Fresno.
Who did say like they have like 7,500 brands of wine, but they have something like 3,000 beers or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know about 3,000, but okay.
Well, it's like an 18,000 square foot building they're going into.
You know, I've been to two of them. I've been to Sacramento's and Tustin, which is just south of Anaheim. And it feels.
Good old Tustin.
It feels like Office Depot to me.
Yes.
That's exactly. I mean, it's the same heavy racking.
Mm-hmm.
And like it smells kind of like cardboard. And it's that weird. Dim / bright lighting, like fluorescent lighting.
All right.
And it's really quiet with a little tiny bit of elevator background music.
I'm digging this.
But I think their biggest thing, the biggest advantage to this is they have a huge single section where they sell a lot of beers.
The ladies.
Oh. Can I not go in that section?
You cannot go in that section.
Damn it.
You must be in the couples section.
The two or more.
So, what?
The two or more.
Two or more, please. Two or more section. Well, hey, now, that could work out for you, too.
Whoa.
I'm in the two or more section, if you know what I mean. We all know what you mean, sir. Just go already.
Just do it.
You don't have to brag about it. So, I think everybody, so I mean, this is everybody when I say everybody, is saying BevMo killer. That's the first reaction I've heard. BevMo putter outer.
I would think there's room for both.
I don't know if BevMo could ever go out of business in town.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah, because the single section is also a warm section. Ooh. They have a smaller refrigerated section, much like BevMo does.
And it's not going to be like a crisp, like 65 degrees like Costco normally is.
Yeah, probably not. Cool, but not cold. But, I, you know, they have a lot of stores, so they might be able to pull some cool stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone I go to has Great Divide. And, you know.
That'd be big.
If that's our source for Great Divide.
I know. It's like, okay.
Take it.
We will accept you.
Oh, this whole thing? No, it's no big deal. No big deal. Nobody buy this.
Yeti had it.
I know you guys have seen this.
No. Nope.
Modern Times. This is a looking out for us place in 2017. Leisure Town.
Yep.
Coming to Anaheim. We've been covertly working with the geniuses at the lab to create a mind-bending craft beer mecca such as the world has never seen. Here's what we've got planned. This is what Modern Times Brewing from San Diego is planning in Anaheim as a facility. A gorgeous, funky, sour brewing facility, chock full of foreigners. Foreigners? That's brewing. And I don't know.
Brewing terms.
How dare you,
fooders?
Fooders?
Amphora and various experimental fermenting vessels housed in a jaw-dropping old hoop-style wooden warehouse. A showpiece, Modern Times cafe and restaurant set in an utterly charming two-story historic craftsman home. Stalls serving food from some of SoCal's most kick-ass restaurateurs. A giant freaking swimming pool complete with poolside bar, movie screen, and sweet floaty toys. A delightful and convenient Modern Times and merch store and bottle pickup location. Leisure Town. 2017.
My place is already trademarked as Leisure Town, so I'm going to sue them.
So basically, Modern Times is opening up their own stone-esque place in Anaheim. Anaheim scene, man.
I can dig beer some Anaheim scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. How far are we talking from Disneyland?
I don't know.
The real question.
Noble is in Anaheim. Isn't the brewery?
Somewhere in that area.
Bottle Logic's around there. Kinds of cool shiz. So, you have to find now. Next time you go to Disneyland, have to find a window, a beer window, beercation window.
Instead of buying that second ticket for California Adventure,
yeah,
just get a just fast pass for
just
Leisure
go beercation.
Town. Yeah,
maybe they'll have a lazy river.
Yeah, it doesn't say it, but they did. I mean, it's
I need a beer. I'll get it on the next lap.
I'll get it next time around. A drive-through beer on a lazy river. I like it.
Sounds good to me.
Lazy River Craft Beer Emporium.
Jungle Cruise is the beer stop.
Ah, the backside of beer.
I think we need a new beer.
New beer.
We already need a new beer. That's how quick things are moving.
That's what happens when the Cubs win.
Yeah.
By the way, this is recorded on Friday. The World Series game was on Friday.
Yeah.
We promise you.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Game 7 was not on Wednesday.
Nope.
We are not recording on Wednesday.
Nope. That's not us. Oh, wait, Fridge Mike.
Hello.
There it is.
Dang it,
so.
Excuse you?
It sounds like a toddler in there.
That's right.
Isn't he a whale?
It's whales, bro. It's whales. With sans H.
Nick has returned from the beer fridge.
Are we ready for a biggin'?
Are you ready for this?
Here we go. That's what he said.
it's medium to hot.
Ooh.
Oh my god, dog. Bad dog.
Don't mind the dog. Don't mind the dog.
So this was a donation from the Beer with Friends podcast.
Hey, Beer with Friends.
Beer with Friends.
It's getting worse. Don't open your mouth. No. Don't open your mouth. Bad
it's
dog.
It's not the beer.
Studio dog has fogged out the brother.
I'm being crop dusted over here. From Pipeworks Brewing.
Pull your feet in.
Poor Nick. You might not be able to carry on.
I might not.
I shouldn't be laughing this hard.
The Sangramenser Imperial Red Ale from Pipeworks. Brewed with blood oranges. I figured this is a nice post-Halloween beer. Shortly hereafter Halloween. Zombies are still running around.
I love gold!
That's a new beer. Woo! Get some of that Pipeworks.
Get some of that. Is this our first Pipeworks beer?
Woo! I think we've had some money from them before.
Okay. Ah, smells red.
I think it was probably Beer with Friends maybe that day. Going around the table from right to left of your podcast dial.
Don't tell them where I'm at.
Oh. Whoa.
Smooth.
What is that? Whoa. What is in there?
Ugh.
I don't think that's an official review.
If I could smell that out properly, I'll put it on the tap.
It's like syrupy, malty, and blood orange at the same time.
That's the I'm getting that blood orange. Yeah, like syrupy, like not very sweet syrup.
This beer is unfiltered. Sediment may occur for best flavor. Allow bottle to chill for up to 2 hours before serving, allowing for the natural yeast.
Don't tell me what to do.
Pour slowly in your favorite glass. Be careful to leave sediment behind.
What if I want the sediment?
Just because you can put blood orange in everything doesn't mean you should or anything.
What is this communist beer telling me what to do?
It
smells buttery on the nose, as if it should be a bad beer, but that blood orange is like cutting through it. So I don't know if
slice is that their reason for putting blood orange?
Yeah.
Cut the butter.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the proper representation of what we're drinking. I could just be an asshole. I don't know.
I kind of like it. It's weird though.
Very.
Super weird.
The blood orange is spot on. I mean, it does taste alcoholish, like a 8% would, but that there's just that nose, which I mean, it could just be something I'm smelling, not necessarily an off flavor in the beer. That's possible.
Did some dog fart in there?
Yeah. I heard there's some stuff going around. Are we all good on culture? Are we up to date?
Culture.
We all culture on culture. Something like that.
Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail?
Yay, voicemails.
Oh, this means voicemails, right?
Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
Thanks, Paul.
Keywords, kids.
5-9.
Talking about beer and driving, but not at the same time.
Don't do those at the same time, though. Definitely not. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour. We have two rules. One is you gotta make it in under 3 minutes and don't do more than two voicemails, because then people start getting PO'd.
But yeah. Who does number two work for?
And don't make us make a third rule.
Yeah. That's way too much to remember.
Hey, guys!
Ooh.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Barely.
Friday!
Okay.
Scotty B!
I just listened to most of the last episode.
Listen to all of it!
A little bit left on it, but I couldn't wait. I had to leave a voicemail.
Oh, boy.
So,
I read the majority of an article.
I didn't pick up the cheese until she mentioned it, but now that she mentions it, I get some cheese out of it.
Kelly.
Here's song. So I just want to say, Kelly, you sure are super. She is. She's awesome. And you know what else, Paul? I think it's about time that we hear some blue cheese. Blue cheese. It's an IPA and it's made with blue cheese. Well, she sings better than I do, but anyway, you get the idea. Well, anyway, that's all I really got to say right now. But don't worry. There's going to be another voicemail before next week.
Count
on it. You can count on it. They're very passionate about it, apparently. Well, anyway, keep up the great work.
Yeah, it's gotta be number one.
we're running a tally now.
Yep, that's number one for Skybee.
Not this
perfect
Skybee.
For us. Can you hear me? Nope. Checking in live from Portland, Oregon.
Who?
Me and People it. Circle and Fontana Gym.
Whoa.
Checking in. Third brewery in. Based on Lenny at 11 a.m.
Oh, remember
they're
probably
about 30 distinct beers in, and things
breweries?
Are going pretty good. So, got a great bunch of good beers up here in Portland.
So you're only at three.
Hope you guys want to check it out.
Always.
Hopefully, we're hitting trying to hit 100 distinct beers by the end of Sunday. Wonder if you
That's
guys take
weekend.
Over under. How many think we're going to hit? We're going to hit 90. We're going to hit 120.
Under.
See what you guys think.
Under 90.
The brewery's trying to hit 20. So we're still in. Hopefully end up by 15 by today. Another 5 tomorrow. And fly out on Sunday. So check it in.
Dude.
Let me know what you guys think. Keep up the good work.
That's a man right there. Dude, and that was all those.
Do it.
100 distinct beers over a beercation.
Wow.
You think that's possible?
Mm-hmm. 100?
Oh, it's Jovi.
Ooh. What counts as a taste, though, or a check-in?
Yeah, taster glass.
Taster glass. The
you
four.
Know, if you're getting a
4 ounces.
Yeah.
Or better.
Enough. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say a taster because you may not know the full potential of how good that beer is without having enough of it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a bad beer, you only need about an ounce and a half of it to know that that beer's not good.
Right, right. But so now we're talking about 400 ounces of beer.
Yes.
Yeah, so 196 would be a gallon.
196
ounces? 186. Convert to metrics. How much is
it? So 4 gallons of beer. Not consecutive. I know he's going to be like, there's travel time and this may be 2 days.
They said 400 ounces. Hmm. 186 is a gallon. Yeah, about 4 gallons of beer. Yeah. I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't wish anybody on that. But
you need to use Common Core math if you're going to.
Hey, perfect pour. 5 out of Jim from PDX. Coming
yeah,
out of Portland.
Up in Portland.
We have hit 3 breweries now.
Are you
I'm
at the road?
39.
We already know. 39.
Four breweries. 39 beers in.
All right.
So
I
don't know where
with
you
him.
Guys
I believe
are
it.
On your over
yeah.
under
he can
on
do
your
it.
Hits and that's. I know the goal for this weekend was 20
breweries so
and at least 100 beers. Anyone who's got the over on the 100 looks like you're going to be a winner.
What?
20 breweries? I don't
Distinct.
Know. I don't know if we're going to hit that because I keep telling Evil Circle, let's do 2 flights instead of 1. Because I want to try every fucking beer underneath the menu. I don't want to just have the notch under my belt. I want quality, not quantity. That's what the ladies say.
Gotta go.
Gotta go. Let's go.
Yeah,
get to
we
more.
Keep a schedule. Anyways, perfect for podcasters. Portland, I'm looking to meet up with Jazz. Tomorrow,
stop
Sunday,
trying to do this and go drink.
Good old buddy cousin of my boy Ants out there in Fontana.
Ants.
Part of the crew.
You know Ants.
Hey, you're
for
from Fontana.
You guys paying attention. Anyways, hey, keep up the good work, guys. And don't be surprised if you hear one more call from us this weekend.
Oh.
That's kind of cheating if each one of you calls in. It's kind of well, three calls.
They're gaming the system a little bit. We're going to have to let it go.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, I'm on my second voicemail.
Go ahead, caller.
So that's down.
Get rollovers. Past couple of weeks, I've only been leaving like one. I think I should get three, maybe four.
Oh,
no. This will probably be it.
We'll send those to the patrons.
I'll let your conscience decide. Should you let it out?
Two or none.
Or should you play it?
Two anyway, row.
That's not why I'm calling.
Two row.
Why am I calling? Oh, yeah. I remember. On your last show.
Yes.
You said something to the effect of a bad old beer shelf or something. And you wanted me to be involved in, like, judging them or something.
Yeah, our bad beer drawer.
At the time I was driving, and there was stuff going on.
Stuff going on. I can't follow you guys.
It was something like that. But anyway, regardless, I want to do that. Yeah, I want to be a part of that. I want to be
you
in
judge
that mix.
Terrible beer, old
judging
beer.
Old beers that are past their prime, ranking them and shit. Sounds like fun. So, keep me in mind. Oh, there's another thing. When are we going to have the four get-together bottle share bash?
Huh? Bash.
What about that?
Never.
Yeah. Get on that, guys.
It's called every week.
Keep up great work.
Every Friday at 6:05 a.m.
Javi! Oh, yeah. I was a little bit... It was our show was a little few hours later than it usually is.
There was an uproar
this morning, last week.
Chew was like checking. He's like, "Bros, where's it at?
Chew gets it like early. He gets up at like 4 or something, starts listening, or he's just been up all night smoking. I've been smoking some pork butts.
Just getting up or been up all night. You decide.
I don't know if he called in this week or not, but if he did, I'm sure he's going to mention it. Ooh, there's a new beer.
New beer.
We're going to talk about this new beer after this voicemail.
What up, what up? This is Jazz up here in Portland. I got a couple of strangers with me.
Uh-oh.
Yo.
Stranger danger.
Jim.
Yeah, don't get in a van.
Wait, are they getting around the two-call limit by using other people?
No. You're like, hey, come here, random guy.
Ridiculous. They're fucking animals. What did you guys just do? How many?
20?
Yeah, 20 breweries or so. I don't know, 110 or 120 different beers.
I'm getting a whiff of something.
Wow.
And I don't know. Check out our on-tap, Evil Circle on-tap. We're kicking it in maybe 30, 20 hours, something like that. Portland is a fantastic beer-cation place.
Oh my gosh.
You not only get your beers, but maybe you go and spend $8-$9 to get yourself a Rode J.
What?
I love the J up here.
A BJ?
A Rode J?
Rode J.
So another question is, hopefully on Toyota Sequoia.
They have a lot of strip clubs
there. Furman, not to be a 10-barrel rip-off of Liebelman.
That's right.
So hopefully Bearded Brewer already brought up that text message you got from Montana Jim.
All right, y'all, and I got a little surprise coming down for Aunt, and maybe, just maybe, I'm sending something a little special down to the Perfect Four crew. So, anyways, peace.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Thanks.
All right?
So what he was saying
what the hell?
I get a message Sunday at 1:36 p.m. Hey, man, this General Sherman at 10 Barrel in Portland. It's a hoppy brown, more like a dark IPA, Fontana Jim.
What?
So 10 Barrel has released a beer called General Sherman.
Buy a beer.
And it's a hoppy brown.
What? So, can they do that?
One 800 sue the bastard.
If anybody did anything, it would depend who sold it first. There's a chance that Tioga sold it before them, but it could go either. I mean, I don't want to get super political about this subject, but that's just what it is. Whoever sold it in market first kind of has the upper hand if you were to fight any sort of situation, even if you didn't pull a trademark or something like that on it. But, you know, in this day and age, it's kind of hard to find a name that's not used. And then you have to also hope that there's breweries that are not trying to pull shots at other places. So.
Just thought we needed that.
We need a little pick me up.
The seventh inning podcast stretch.
Yep. Killing my Cubs buzz, man.
Sorry, bro.
That's what it is, right? Seventh inning stretch.
You're right. Yeah. Good job. Sports ball.
I'm not.
Number Jose.
I'm not sitting. Wait, I am sitting.
Are you drinking? American.
You sitting anyway, on the toilet?
Uh-oh. Butt ring.
I just.
Legs are going numb.
Putting the final touches on my next article.
He writes on the toilet.
You get some good thinking down there.
Mm-hmm. I really appreciate it. I'm glad you guys are supporting me on that.
PortRican.com.
Yes.
Questions,
he's writing.
Et cetera. In the last episode. I like the teasing, Mike. I know I listen to Dorktown, so, you know, I hear you talking about your podcast and game. I like the teasing. It lets me know what's coming up. And Florida Steve, big shout out to Florida Steve.
Thanks,
he's hooking it up with some potato casserole.
What? Oh, that
and,
beer. From
oh, sweet potato.
Fuck you, Bruta.
It's not over. The Cubs still have a chance, I hope, by the time it's played.
Yeah, you're okay.
Keep up the great work, guys.
This just in. The Cubs won.
This just in. I predicted that 12 years ago. So, Mikey, speaking of Dorktown, you had quite the whore game handed to you.
Yeah, yeah.
I hear you were pitted against your own will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, chew your beer, man. Ask a messed up.
Did we talk about this beer?
We have not.
So donated to us by High Caliber Juan, or Juan, that good friend of mine. He is an avid coffee drinker, and this guy I envy, just because he is a well-rounded, awesome dude, and it's like every time you talk to him, you learn something new. He's one of those guys, but. You'll see him. He'll just post on Facebook. It'll be like Friday at like 6 p.m. and he's all full tank of gas going on a road trip. And we're like, where are you going? He's like, I don't know. And next thing you know, he'll be posting from like Arizona or Idaho or the Bay Area. He just gets
one
in the car
guys.
And goes. And
great name for a goes beer.
gets in the car and goes. And so he brought us a Joseph James. I'm
Las
out
Vegas.
Imperial Stout. So, and this to me is one of my favorite stout styles. I don't want to call it ashy, but it's not like, it's not syrupy, it's not chocolatey, it's not boozy.
This is not ashy. I know what you're talking about. This is not quite there.
Yeah.
Not close to being there.
But it's just straight up stout grain flavor, short to the point. And this reminds me of like Great Divide or something like that.
This straddles the line of sweet chocolate and dry chocolate. You know, it's...
They're not like milk chocolate, though. Definitely the dark.
Well, baker's chocolate?
Big flavors chocolate. Of dark chocolate, espresso beans, and...
I'm definitely a Left Twix guy.
Fresh baked brownies.
What?
Left Twix.
Oh, yeah.
They don't give Right Twix enough PR, in my opinion, in those commercials, if we had to
yeah,
go.
Yeah, that's kind of messed up.
They just say, do they have that at Right Twix? We never get to see Right Twix if they have it.
Do we know Right Twix exists?
Well, one commercial showed that there was two factories. Yeah, because
maybe it's just a mirror.
There was
it's
the original commercial that did the waves, and the other one did the cross.
Oh, yeah.
The cross carameling or whatever. Uh-huh. Yeah, they have the two different methods. Yeah, there's two factories.
There should be an Imperial Stout called Left Twix.
Well, we'll get to Paul later. We have to finish this argument.
All right. Are we done with the Twix?
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
All right, sorry.
Hey, guys. It's Paul here.
Hi, Paul.
So it sounds like Kelly figured out my deep, dark secret. I've been putting subliminal messages in every song that I send out. Figured out the cheese one. I don't know if any of you have noticed that anytime you play Top Four, you suddenly have to run to the bathroom.
Yes.
What?
Or when you listen to Cold Transfer, you crave a bowl of Cheerios.
Wow.
That's what that is.
One that's going to make everybody want to listen to late 80s Swedish synth metal.
Oh.
I am being sponsored, mm-hmm. like the Cheers song, I'm being sponsored by the artisan cheese industry. It's only 25% left, so I'm below the threshold. So I'm still indie.
He's still indie cheese.
Yes. Stay under 25.
You guys were talking about the tornado. Who was it that sent in something saying about, somebody sent in an email.
Right.
Saying what assholes they were, man. I remember going back in the early 90s. I used to go there a lot, and I mean, that was just a deal.
Dang.
Everybody behind the bar.
When he was underage drinking,
of course. You know,
it was just,
San Francisco
was it just all Sierra
dick.
Nevada?
That everyone that worked in any kind of like service industry was just too cool to care.
That's right.
I think San Francisco's changed a little bit in that they have to cater to more rich white people than they used to.
Whiners.
But
yeah. Tech, bro.
Yeah, man. I haven't been to the tornado in a long time, but last time I was there. I mean, I went there back when it was like all they had was Belgians.
Yeah.
And
European beer.
Every year they would get Celebration on tap.
Yeah.
And then I remember when Speakeasy hit the scene and they would have Prohibition. And then when Big Daddy IPA hit, it was like, oh my God. But, yeah. They were always rude, and that was just part of the deal. All right.
Just how you
catch y'all later.
All right. Tornado. The tornado. San Francisco tornado will not end.
Is he supposed to be chewing up a soccer ball?
Yeah, he has his own soccer ball.
Okay.
The labs are causing all kinds of ruckus
big,
this week.
Big boy toys.
Mikey's like, this is what I think about soccer.
He's chewing on a law gnome. Is that okay?
Tornado. Always dicks.
Yeah. San Francisco tornado.
I wonder if you got to just like call them out and be like, hey, you're being a fucking dick. And they'll be like,
somebody needs to wake them up.
Oh,
I don't think
they
care.
That's when the cartoon trap door opens up beneath you and you just fall into the basement.
Is it kind of like Dr. Cox? I mean, I wouldn't mind him being my beer server. Mm-hmm. What do you want, Nancy?
Apple teeny, light on the teeny.
No.
Hey, Barbie, get over here.
Hey, guys. Evil Circle here. Oh, it was a rough weekend, but we did make it back from Portland, me and Fontana Jim. Just a little recap on the little shenanigans that went down. So we were in Portland, up there for like a day and a half. We did hit our goal of 20 breweries over the course of a day and a half, and we had 165 distinct check-ins. Over the course of the trip.
Oh, man.
I mean, Portland has a lot of
awesome wrong.
Beers. They've had sours, browns, IPAs, you know, ciders, and all solid beers, you know, the Widmer Brothers, you know, the Chutes. The one I probably was least impressed with probably was Rogue. I mean, they got weird stuff in their bottles you can find all over the place, and they got weird stuff up there, and really did not like hard
Portland,
to get in.
We got weird stuff up here.
One was like pickle juice.
And brunch.
So,
and brunch.
It's fun, but they had a couple of chips they're already done. So, it took a day or so to recover, but man, if I ever had a chance to go up there again, you got easily like a week. You can move around and go to different places. And there are just so many different places, and we hit up 20 of them. There are probably about 20 more. But it's a great trip. Hopefully Matt already discussed about General Sherman.
Yep.
Got a little tip off from Montana Jim via text message, so hopefully I'll discuss that. And keep up the good work, guys. Talk to you later.
So
keep up the good work.
He said you need a week to go to visit breweries up there. In a day and a half, they visited 20 breweries. So that means you need to go up there for 5 days and visit 50 brereries? Is that the way I understood it?
Yeah. Yes, man. That's stamina.
2 days and a half will be 3 days. That's 40 breweries.
Oh, yeah, they did it. I color me impressed.
No,
I didn't
that'd be
think,
55.
I didn't think they could do
breweries.
It. They went over 100 check-ins.
Impressive.
I'm not jealous or anything.
Right.
Hey, Perfect Pour, it's Eddie Martin calling, and normally I call and give the weekly fantasy football update, so this would be week 8. That being said, I've had a really busy couple
game
weeks,
seven.
And I couldn't book a celebrity this time.
Oh,
I know,
man.
It's very difficult.
I heard David Lee Roth was going to be one.
Apologies for that. So I guess your celebrity this week is me. And I don't have much to say other than I am 7-1 now.
Eddie Martin ruling the roost.
And I have the coolest name in the league. Matt knows. Taco Party.
Taco Party.
And I'm playing you this week, Mikey.
Ooh.
And I just, you know, feel like I'm going to destroy you so bad.
Oh,
that
my gosh.
Having a celebrity would just make it worse. So, you know what? I don't have much else to say. Hope you guys had a good Halloween. Had some beer. I had some pumpkin ales.
Yes.
I had
good job.
When you
maybe that's why you're off your game.
Little Firestone Oktoberfest. So, you know, nothing too crazy, but about as best as you can get here in Modesto. So that's all I got to say. Keep up the good work, boys.
Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, guys. Yeah, I remember I did some training in Modesto a few years ago.
Modesto.
And yeah, I couldn't find much of any places.
So you just did drugs and
yeah,
hookers. Hung out?
I went and saw Spider-Man in the downtown movie theater. I went and got my hair cut and asked the girl.
Wait, which Spider-Man?
Where cool stuff was. And she was like,
timeline on this.
We just go to San Francisco when we want to do stuff. We don't do stuff here. We just go to San Francisco.
It's literally just, it's diagonal from there, right?
Yeah, diagonal. It's because it's diagonal.
Directly diagonal.
It's just diagonal, okay?
Well, it's over, up, over, so that's kind of a diagonal.
That's more of a zigzag
pattern. My mom's from Modesto.
Zigzag is the word you're looking for.
Went to high school at George Lucas. Well, whatever.
Went to prom or went to high school?
High school.
Okay.
He was a year
ahead. Hey, guys. Tony Braggs here.
What's up, Tony?
I am actually driving.
Oh, hi.
I can hear it. Uh-oh.
That was all.
Cool.
That is all.
Thanks for the update.
Yeah,
Tony, are you okay?
I'm in a car. I'm driving.
Still going.
Maybe he was in the In-N-Out drive-thru and he had to get off the phone.
Hold on. I got an order.
Maybe he'll come back. Do you think it's okay? Have we talked to Tony Bags?
This was today. He's drunk from 10 anniversary Firestone beers.
Has anyone seen Tony Bags on social media at
Firestone.
All?
Hey, guys, I'm having the Firestone vertical.
Yeah, way to go.
Thanks.
Just thought I'd let you know, right as a moment, it's too late for you to come to where I'm at. Like, I'll tell them I'm having this right about now. Oh, guys, I'm having the Firestone vertical. Oh, where are you at? Oh, it's too late. Sorry, bro.
Oh, please. We wouldn't have went anyway.
Me and Chuck Silva do yard work together. Cool.
We're cutting each other's grass.
You know what would be funny? If I cut your grass,
what if I cut yours,
my grass?
You cut mine. Oh, my gosh.
That'd be hilarious.
For the best, Chuck.
We love you, Tony Bags.
Well, that just ran out, so I don't know. Well,
that's all he wanted to say. He's driving.
Tony Bags is okay.
He has a car. He's bragging.
Hey, guys.
Oh,
Tony Bags here.
He's back.
And I am, in fact, driving.
He's okay. Oh, he's trying again.
Say hi.
Nah, I feel bad.
Take it back.
Take that back.
10 through 20. First vertical on Friday night.
Vertical.
That was a lot of fun with some friends.
So we nailed it.
Bit oxidized, but it was kept very well. So from what other people who have had 10 told me that it was one of the better bottles they've had recently. 20 is drinking really good. It's young. The chocolate really comes out on this with 40% parabola. But yeah, it ages. It's going to be a great beer as always with Firestone. 18, I was...
Wow. They cut off.
He is using Kelly's phone, I know.
That Central Coast.
Kelly.
You ever been on
Kelly's
the Central Coast?
Hey, Tony, you want to buy a nice phone?
I know.
Phone?
Well,
she was hanging out with Tony last week.
She's no longer a beer sales rep, so he was there, and he got
the hand-me-down?
What's the How I Met Your Mother? He got the Blitz? Is he now the Blitz?
Is he the Blitz now? Oh, man.
Every time she calls, like, this phone's going to cut out.
I bet you $20 or this phone that you can't finish that beer. And he's like, I could do it. And he doesn't do it. And he wins the phone. And now he's got the Kelly phone.
Why, Kelly? Why? We like him.
What have you done, Kelly?
We're in the perfect pour, eh? Check it out, here. Guess what I'm doing, eh?
You're smoking.
I'm just sitting in my car.
Nah,
he's napping?
Right here, the park is there.
Sitting in his car in his park. Looking all creepy.
Trying to stay away from the girl, eh? She's like nagging, eh? Anyways, Holmes, check it out, eh? Quick thing. One beer that I had this week that I really enjoyed, that's a delicious beer, Holmes. It was Kern River Sequoia Red Ale, Holmes. That thing was good, but guess what? I wish the label said Tioga Sequoia, Holmes.
Ooh,
really craving some of that Tioga beer, eh? Hopefully sooner than later, Holmes. I'll be in Fresno.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Is that a tease?
Another thing, Holmes. Let me tell you a little story, yes, sir.
Okay.
A friend of mine,
sit back.
Or an acquaintance, yes, sir. This guy was at his house, right? And I guess he got the cable guy to come over and do some work. But you know how they always do shitty work, eh? And you want like a professional job, eh? Yeah. So this fool went under his house, right? To kind of like fix the mess his other vato made.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what he found, eh? Nah, man. Guess again.
Old beer.
Nah, tampoco. Not even that, eh?
Dead girls.
Old beer.
Matt, what do you think he found?
What do you think he found, Matt?
Nope.
No?
Yo, Nick, what do you think he found, eh? What did he...
Eggs and waffles.
Anyway.
Eggs and waffles.
This fool found a couple cases, Holmes, of homebrew, eh? Homebrew beer. This, I guess, his uncle's dad.
Don't ever drink homebrew beer.
Or still is. His dad's still alive, eh? But his dad's like 96 years old. But check it out, eh? He sent me some pictures, eh? These batches were brewed in the year of 1967, Holmes.
Oh, that's a good year.
I was like a little tadpole in my dad's sack, eh? I think we all were, if anything, Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
This beer is 49 years old.
I wasn't born in the
60s. Next year, this beer will be 50 years old. And guess what, Holmes? He invited me to his house to see if they're good, eh? He doesn't even know what the fuck they are, Holmes. He broke one by accident. He said it smelled good. He said it smelled like a beer. He said it was dark like a stout, Holmes. So I might take him up on that offer, Holmes, and go to his house and see what they taste like, eh? So what do you think they would taste like?
It's like
give me some ideas.
45-year-old beer.
Other than that,
47-year-old beer.
One more thing. It's daylight savings time, eh? So what does that mean, Esa? This weekend, we get an extra hour of more beer.
Yes!
What are they? So take advantage, eh? Go out.
Bonus beer hour.
Oh, 3 minutes.
You out.
3 minutes.
Oh, Chew. You know Chew's going to finish up. You know he's going to use that. He luckily he still had that second voicemail
that was
to
fucking rude,
finish
eh?
Up.
You fucking hung up on me.
Hey,
sure, you know the rules.
We passed out. I passed out.
Last thing, Holmes. What's up with the t-shirts, eh? I know we're getting stickers, but you know I can't really wash a sticker anymore because Matt did it. For me. So
yeah.
What's up with the shirts, eh?
Pro tip: like don't wash your stickers.
White t-shirt, you know, so I can look cool and shit, so I can floss, Holmes.
Black
I'm
shirts.
Just kidding. I'd rather have black because it makes me look slimmer, Holmes.
Yeah, yep. I know. But, it does make you look better.
Anything like that? Me. I heard Corey can do fucking t-shirts or something like that.
Oh,
but
that's right.
Up to you guys. Yeah. You know, you guys own the rights and all that. But it would be pretty feasible, yeah. Holmes, to have like a shirt.
Nick's logo,
the
man.
Perfect port logo in the front and maybe in the back, like, it could say, like, I'm driving. maybe, like, fucking.
You guys got a beer shirt and it says I'm driving?
I don't know, Holmes. Just some ideas. It would be pretty cool, you know, to wear that shit. Another thing, eh? That's about it. And all I wanted to say before I got fucking cut off, Holmes, this is Chew Your Beer, and the perfect pour makes the weekends a lot funner, eh? What a lee. I can watch it. Peace out, eh?
What a lee.
Put on the back of the shirt. Cheers. Cheers. Cheers.
Multiple times. It's
this the is the end of the shirt.
Shirt.
This is the end of the
shirt. And we're giving us some cheese.
Cheese. Where's my drive-thru cheese window?
All right. Bottle can. Come on, guys. Pick
cheese.
One.
Oh, another beer about the show. We have one more voicemail this week, but we got to open up some more beer.
Since it was baseball things, I thought I'd open a beer from XL Pedro.
The baseball, 2016 of baseball is
Ballpark
over.
Series number 2, Buffalo Brewing. This one is their Frank, American Pale Ale.
Frank.
I love gold.
That's better than loving Frank.
Give it to me, Frank. Lee. Frank Drebin.
Buffalo. Right.
This new beer going around the table.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's got to have theirs.
This tastes like OxyClean.
How do you know what OxyClean
tastes like? Thanks, Sue.
Don't ask.
Thanks, Sue Axapano.
That's not how you do a cleanse, sir. No. That's not what they mean.
It says it'll make my insides whiter.
Oh, wow. Whoa. Mikey, save us.
I'll save you with the last voicemail of the week. Woo! Whoa. Doesn't want to do it.
You eat shit for breakfast?
God dang it.
That's what I said. Cubs win!
Our goal is 20 breweries and 100 beers.
Whoa. Hold on, everybody.
Hey, guys. Fontana Jim.
Hey.
I don't know if you remember last week.
Makes more sense.
We were talking about heading it's up the same Portland week for us. 30 hours of brew tasting, brew hopping.
We've got all about it, man. I think the over-under
we put out, I think my personal goal is 20 breweries and
that's a lot of reports.
I think that was pretty lofty. And I guess the final tally ended up being 20 breweries, 159 beers. Now, that doesn't even count the four places Evil Circle
well
got
done.
Kicked out for being too drunk Saturday night to keep drinking at. So,
D, really? That's what I want to hear about.
Crazy weekend, wild weekend. I want to thank the town of Portland for hosting such a fantabulous time. I want to thank my new buddy of a buddy, Jazz, up there in Portland for picking us up on Sunday and taking us around a couple places.
Nice.
I can definitely recommend the Cascade Brewing and Great Notion Brewing for those of you enjoying on the sours. And let's see, what else did I really like? I want to say Base Camp. That was a very noteworthy stop off.
Yes, I want to go
there. And Scout Brewing. They just opened a little while ago. Real solid operation. Really love it up there. Looking forward to probably going back sometime, maybe in the spring. Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work. See ya.
Isn't Oregon known for strip clubs? Isn't that another thing?
Yes.
Is there?
Portland has lots of strip
clubs. Have we already talked about craft beer strip clubs? No? People go there more for the craft beer, but they also have stripping. Is that a thing?
I haven't heard about I've heard of a couple restaurants that have topless dancing that actually have good food that people just port locals will go to just to eat and not really care that there's topless women around.
That good.
Yeah. And but for the most part, they're it's
like, yeah, there's naked
the
ladies.
The whole place is just shitty, but there's
but man, they have a good brie cheese. Yeah. Brie
those girls
cheese
are
salad.
Those girls just aren't good. But damn it, this hamburger.
Steal the glass at Rudy's strip club.
I don't want to go there, but I don't have that glass.
I want that glass.
Oh my god,
honey, I gotta get that glass.
Left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
Thank you, everybody. Ding! See, I needed that. Go back to that chord, and I want that finishing, ding, finishing note.
Nice.
And it's not there. I just keep craving it.
Note.
Thanks, everybody, for contributing and leaving us voicemails. Now, how's everybody doing with this new beer? I don't think I've tried it yet.
It's not the worst thing I've ever had, but it's different from another.
I think that's been in there a while, though.
It's different from a West Coast pale.
Because I think we might even had it, but like there might have been two of them that he gave us. I think it's been in there a while. So just a side note. It is not a new, fresh.
It doesn't taste like an old pale. Some pails, they can get kind of like coppery or bitter. It doesn't have that. It's just
not a freshie.
It's definitely not malty. I can give it that.
No, it's not malty.
Okay.
So three no malties. So it's doing something.
It's doing something for me.
It's fermenting.
I'm liking it.
It's probably just a lot of bittering hops.
It's not a stout.
Paul gave it away. There's a new bumper this week.
What?
Looking out for beers.
Looking out for beers that you should look out for and beers that we're looking out for that are coming, new beers to the show, new beers out there.
Play it again.
And that's the new bumper from... Now, listen, I think there's a woman in there, or that's just Paul going really falsetto.
Maybe that's Paul in the shower.
Maybe. Listen.
Looking out for beers.
Listen to the background.
Looking out for beers.
Here, right there. You heard it?
Looking out for beers.
He has a girl helping him.
He must be in his second record in the contract now, so he has a little bit more money to get some backup vocals.
He's like, hey, I got this project going on with this podcast called The Perfect Report. They don't pay me anything, and I send them songs, like professionally recorded songs. You want to be a part of that? Oh, yeah.
I'd be sad if his Patreon is bigger than our Patreon.
I'd be sad if it was smaller.
Oh.
He needs to be making way more money.
But he's like, Paul from Perfect Poor Patreon.
Oh, yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Famously known as Paul from
as seen on the Perfect Poor.
As heard on the Perfect Poor, Paul.
It's some other guy's voice.
That could have been
seen on the Perfect Poor.
That could have been played on either The Blaze, which is the older, newer rock station, or 95.7 The Fox, which is the classic rock.
I hear the song.
It's a riff off The Final Countdown.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The Final Countdown.
But it's better.
But it's way better.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, I think it's
because we're looking out.
What is it when you're when it's like it's art or something? If you change
parody law,
if you change like 25% of it, it's legal or something.
Weird Al
under 25%.
It's parody law. It's how Weird Al gets away with ripping everybody off.
Yeah,
and not getting sued.
Yes, damn that Weird Al.
Yeah.
Well, there.
Tangent.
Worth it.
My boss went to school with Weird Al.
What?
Yes. Weird Al was studying architecture.
He's from the Central Coast, isn't he?
Yeah. He was studying architecture at Cal Poly. And my boss was at school. He's like, oh, I remember that guy. He used to work at the college radio station.
He was weird.
As if he kind of doesn't know who he is.
Right.
Like, oh, I remember that guy.
I think he went on to make a couple of records or something.
Yeah. Oh, Alfred Yankovic?
That would be funny if he didn't know. Like, he's like, do you know this? You're just asking about Al's if it's a guy you know of. He's like, oh, I think he went on to do, like, he recorded.
He always made silly songs. I don't get it.
You know, I used to tutor him in the after hours. I told him just to quit.
You're never going to get it.
No,
I wonder whatever happened to that guy.
Yeah. So, yeah, Weird Al went to Cal Poly late 70s, early 80s.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right.
Yeah. Actual California bred fellow. There you go.
Well, here's something beers to look out for.
Oh yeah. Oh, quit now trying to bring this back into focus, Mikey.
El Segundo, another new one from El Segundo Brewing in Los Angeles area. It's called 25 Left. I believe it's a runway at LAX, and El Segundo is very close to LAX. It is a double IPA, 8.2%. Full of Simcoe and Citra hops.
Hmm.
That's the 22-ounce bottles.
I'm listening.
So we see El Segundo at Fig Tree and other places locally. So
yeah,
it's possible that could show up. It's winter ale time, Nick.
Is it now?
I don't want to step over any you're looking out for us, but of course, the Sierra Nevada's classic celebration
celebration's coming back.
Is hitting shelves. So you're looking forward to, do they always change it a little, or is it always the same? Or they try to be the same?
I think they change it a little bit every year. But I could be confusing that with Anchor's Christmas Ale.
Yeah, which is also out. Look it up for. Nice. They just posted on their Instagram stories. They're all, look what's out. Oh. And it was like October, or sorry, November 1st and 22nd.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. A different tree every year.
Yep.
On the label.
So you famously don't like pumpkin beers, but are you okay with holiday spiced beers?
Winter spiced ales is the technical term, and I'm okay with it.
It's winter spiced ales.
Yeah. But pumpkin spiced ales, no.
No. Get those yummy products out of my beer. But you can go ahead and put spice in there.
Yeah, that pretty much signifies the end of pumpkin beers. Yep. Celebration.
It's over. Celebration era is like what Guns N' Roses was to glam metal. Celebration ale is to pumpkin beers.
Except for you're going to go into Whole Foods for the next 3 months and they're going to have that side stack.
Discount pumpkin beer.
Oh God, they go all in on pumpkin beers at Whole Foods. They are all about like, well, you got pumpkin beer, I can give you a huge end of it.
You know what they need? They need David Pumpkins to sell pumpkin beer.
Any questions?
It's bad because like you'll be in the sushi section.
The Susie section.
You'll Suchi. Be talking to Susie in the sushi section.
Ah, Susie.
I can talk, I swear. And you'll like, you know, set something in your basket. And some guy just sneaks up behind you and he sets a six pack of pumpkin ale in your basket. And you're like, cool, is this free? And he's like, no, you actually have to pay for it. Please take it.
No. But just.
That's just what David Pumpkins does. He sets a six pack of pumpkin beer in your basket and goes, any questions?
And it's one of his dancers in there. Watch out. When you're in Whole Foods, one of the workers might just slip a pumpkin beer in your cart without you knowing. And then
this looks good. Never had it before.
Then you end up with, all of a sudden you're at home and there's a six pack of pumpkin beer in your bag. And you're like, I get good.
That would scare me like a Halloween movie.
No!
Get it away!
Whatever you do, don't go upstairs.
Well, one winter beer I'll be looking out for, Coronado, San Diego.
Yes.
One called Snowy Plover.
What?
Snowy Plover.
I don't think you want one of those.
It's, I don't think Snowy's the IPA. Word.
It's an IPA, a piney and citrusy IPA.
In winter?
Yeah.
What's wrong with these people?
Hey,
I'll take
San Diego winter,
what
man.
What the hell?
70 degrees.
70 degrees, bro.
On my yacht in the 70 degrees.
I was totally surfing in December.
Modern Times. I don't know if this is like the monthly release or what, but Haunted Stars. It's an Imperial Rye Porter. Yeah. Have you ever heard of that? An Imperial Rye Porter. Seems like you would like this, Nick.
I'm listening.
I think somebody needs to have a talk with Modern Times.
It's an Imperial Rye Porter.
They might be going a bit mad with the...
mad!
Yeah.
Justin on our Facebook groups is touting this Peak Organic, the juice from Peak Organic.
Wheezing the juice.
So now we're officially looking out for that.
Whole Foods is a Peak brand carrier.
Only yeah. Yep. Oscar Blues. This is a long name. Java 10 Fitty Barrel Aged Imperial Stout.
Whoa.
I like 10 Fitty.
Java. Ooh.
And there's Java.
Are they chasing Parappa
Barrel
Java?
Aged Imperial Stout. I don't know. Maybe.
Are they going after the old Firestone Walker?
So it's a 1050 that's basically a coffee 1050.
But Imperial. Is it in the big can? Is it 16 or 19?
No, it's a 16.
It's a 16-ounce can.
Here's one not to look out for. Run away from it. Sam Adams Rebel Juiced IPA.
Oh, is this a mango
Mango Rebel.
Oh, okay.
Basically, it's a Mango Rebel.
Mango.
Yep, that sound exactly. So get away from that. The San Diego McKellar has done a collab. Joshua Teehee, actually, from Flowing of Famous, gave me the heads up on that, because apparently the Descendants, the band The Descendants, mm-hmm. they're doing a collab with McKellar called Feel This, and they actually emailed him. Josh is the local music writer, so he got beer news via The Descendants PR.
He's like, this pleases me.
It's a coffee IPA. It's made with dark matter beans, hypercaffeum spazinate beans. It's coming in bottles, 7.3%. It's just going to get distributed in 25 states, or it's out. It's actually coming out now. So there's another music collab with a...
What?
With the craft brewer.
We need more of those.
Bottle Logic.
I've heard of them.
We mentioned them earlier. Space Trace. Imperial. Barrel aged.
Ooh.
With...
Stout?
With cocoa nibs and coconut. I'm not looking out for this. I'm just saying people should look out for it, because it's getting a lot of good ratings. 4.6 on a 5-star rating on Untappd.
Mm.
To get a 4.6 on Untappd, it's pretty strong.
Yeah, you're doing pretty good.
So there's some things I noticed maybe people might want to look out for. Is there anything you got, Bearded Brewer, that I haven't stepped on?
I received a Snapchat from Miss Lauren Garza.
Bearder Brewer 87 on
She Snapchat. Was at the Moroa Shell, so just a craft beer place in town. But the San Francisco IPA from Almanac, 6-pack and cans, was on their shelf. To me, that is one of the better IPAs I've had this year. So I'm looking out for. I drive by the store for keep forgetting to stop by.
I saw it at Fig when this was a few days. I want to say about 4 days ago, and it was on the floor, you know, next to the register when they get the new stuff in. That's the little lookup. If they get stuff in that day, mm-hmm. look at next to the register on the floor, and that's stuff that they got in mere hours ago. And I saw that on the floor. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, Beer Brewer's going to like that when he sees that. I was like, oh, he'll be in there. He'll see that.
Nope. I haven't made it by the store to pick it up, but that San Francisco IPA is looking out for. I need it in my fridge.
Might still be a Fig.
So I might have to pick it up sooner than later. So that's what I'm looking out for. However, we are about to open a beer.
Oh.
And it is named after one of the worst Megadeth songs, in my opinion. So I'm going to play a little clip of it.
Yeah. Wait, it's not doing too well.
Any guesses?
I don't know this one. What the hell is that? Are they trying to be like Nine Inch Nails?
This was 99.
Insomnia?
Insomnia. So that was
bad.
Off their worst album called Risk, which nobody likes. And the song is called Insomnia, and so is this beer. So it's Insomnia IPA.
It's
I love gold.
Who's it from?
It's from Wiens, Wiens Brewing.
Wiens?
W-I-E-N-S. Wiens.
Where are they from?
They are from...
What's their problem?
It's bottled on 7/21/16. Temecula.
Oh.
Temecula.
Massive amounts of late kettle dry hops. Make Insomnia a mother load of hop flavor.
All about late kettle.
With dank pine and mellow grapefruit aromas, this is a true West Coast IPA. from Temecula.
Okay, I'll be the judge of that.
Mikey, you are West Coast IPA judge.
Worst Megadeth song ever. Is this going to be a good beer?
Ew,
whoa. Ew, whoa, is not exactly what it is.
Not digging the aroma. That is funky.
It was bottled in July.
Oh.
Can we get a refund?
Over the line!
It's over 90 days, that's for sure. It's not quite 120.
I don't know if the age is the problem, though.
Wow. Mikey holds no...
It's all right, yeah. I'd like to try that one fresh.
Gives no fucks.
No fucks. I'm like Bells. I tell it like it is. Is there something you're looking out for, Nick?
So, looking out for...
Nope.
Nope, not allowed to look out for that.
Honorable mentions. Firestone Walker. Velvet Ooh. Merkin. And 20th...
Six packs?
No.
Cheap six packs at Whole Foods.
Velvet Merkin, the barrel-aged variant. What?
Wait, what's the difference?
One comes in a box and is like $70. The other is a six-pack for like $6.
And that's the non-barrel-aged?
Non-barrel-aged is a six-pack of Velvet Merlin.
Yeah, just get that. Like the barrel-aging does anything.
Yeah.
I got to pay out like $10 more because it's been in a barrel.
Yeah, Says the guy who drops glasses of Pliny the Younger.
Well, that was never in a barrel. In a fermenter.
So anyways, that's happening. Firestone Walker 20th anniversary is happening. Which if
Good
I had to pick, if I had to pick one of the other, over the other, I'd go for the anniversary beer because it's mostly Parabola. Yay, Parabola.
The anniversary beer, they use mostly Parabola?
Seems like it.
They're basically like, we're just going to, it's just Parabola, but we poured a little bit something
on the
else
label, in. They give you the percentage breakdown.
Yeah, they tell you what's blended into it.
Wow, that's cool.
People are losing their shit over this Paradox beer. Have you guys seen this yet? Paradox.
I don't know. Why don't we have it? People are losing their shit.
I don't know why we don't have it.
Looking out for
number 38 sour dry hopped grapefruit and tangerine in oak wine barrels.
What? Oh, you lost me right at the end. I was totally sold, and then you're like in oak a wine barrel.
In wine barrels. I don't know. The kids think this is cool.
Those kids. Millennial beer.
And finally, Smog City has a barrel aged series. Which I had no idea they did this.
Of course they do.
Everybody does.
And
everybody got them barrel aging.
The two I've heard about are the Goldie and the Bourbon OF. Bourbon Oz Fuck is what it stands for.
Oz Fuck.
Yeah. Bourbon OF. So look out for those. Smog Cities kicking booty.
Yay. Everybody remember to look out for those.
Remember
that. We were the ones that told you to look out for them. And then you tell your friends, like, hey, these dumbasses told me to look out for this, so I bought it.
That's right.
Turns out they're sucked.
Got drinking. Song makes me have to pee for some reason.
What?
Subliminal.
Ben everybody, we use Untappd.
Sure.
For checking in on various things. I am Dorktown on Untappd.
Mm-hmm. I can confirm that.
Some things I was been drinking in the past week. I've had a six pack of the Villager IPA from Fort Point Beer Company out of San Francisco.
Ooh, yeah, very good looking cans.
Yeah, they're nice cans.
Nice cans.
Of course, got that at the Whole Foods.
Geometric.
It was on sale.
Symmetrical cans.
Six packs. So I said, yeah, I like the Villager. It's a nice beer. Mm-hmm. I also had a Rush Hour breakfast out from Tioga Sequoia Brewing, But I have to confess, I was using it as a palate cleanser in between IPAs.
Whoa.
That's okay.
This is my thing now. I'm using some sort of dark beer in between IPAs to reset the palate.
That's not a foreign thing to do.
Mm-hmm. It's all right. That's how you let the anger flow through you.
The anger flow through me. I also had a six-pack of Hop Diggity. Hop from Diggity. Mother Earth Brewing.
Oh, that was fresh to town.
Is that fresh?
Yeah, it's fresh. Fresh, freshish.
Wow.
Fresh for us.
I can dig that.
Days old, but it was within a month. It was a month. Month old.
Hop Diggity.
And it was pretty good. It wasn't as awesome as I remember it when it was first in town, but it's still good. So I am still going to recommend it. Well, that's all I was caught drinking. Dorktown on Untappd, please. Be my friend. You may friend me on the Untappd, and I will discuss things under the beer if you want to make comments. Bearded Brewer 87. That's Matt on Untappd. Bearded Brewer 87. What have you been caught drinking?
So I've been trying very hard to not buy more beer than I have. I've had some stuff kind of kicking around in the fridge, and I don't want it to go bad. So I've been trying to clear out some stuff. So I got around to my three-pack of Graveyards, finished those off. I had a fresh Sugar Pine Porter from Tioga Sequoia. The family went out to the new Riley's Brew Pub, so I got to have a catching up IPA while having some dinner.
How is that?
It's not foreign to go up and pay for food and sit down and eat, but for there, it feels different or almost awkward because you go up, you pay for your food, you get a number, you sit down, and then somebody takes your drink order, unless you bought a fountain drink. Then you pay for that up front. So that's kind of weird to have drink service. Confusing. But yeah. But
I'm confused already.
The food was actually really good, and it came out quickly, and I mean, the beers are drinkable. It was a pretty cool venue. You know, plus the family got to hang out. There's not many places we could all go together and all have a fun time. And they let the dudes drink beer. So, I mean, we're pretty cool, you know. Different than going to me and Ed's or whatever.
Better beer than me and Ed's.
Oh, yeah, that happened.
I don't know. No, this new tap system place.
Yep.
I have not been back since they opened.
and then I was at Goldstein's, so I had a Little Ships, which is a field work beer.
I'm sorry, you had the shits?
Yeah, a little bit.
Little Ships?
They had just tapped the Faction Red. They might have had a more clever name for it, but it was just the red ale from Faction. It was beautiful. And then I actually saw Maroa Shell, a little local shop to us, had posted from a local brewery to us. I know this sounds weird, but the Summit Single Hop IPA from House of Pendragon went on draft. So I went over to Clovis that day on my way to get dinner and picked up a growler fill. So I was sipping on that.
Nice.
So those are kind of what I've been caught drinking. Some other stuff has just all been repeats. Nothing really to stand out.
The Nick 80 on tap. On Untappd.
On the Untappd.
What have you been drinking this week?
I kicked my weekend off with a Modern Times tap takeover at Popolo's.
Never heard of it.
Oh, yeah. That famous poster we keep circling out on social media is of the Modern Times.
The brother there.
What?
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
We both escaped to the same tap takeover.
Oh, my God.
I actually got a message. Hey, your brother's here.
Hey,
your brother.
That's how I found out.
I'm famous.
People are texting you that they've seen. I'm watching your brother right now. Yep. You're like, yeah, he does go out in public. Thanks.
He does exist.
he's a person, but I don't really need to keep tabs on him. But thanks for giving me a heads up.
Unless you shaved your beard, your brother's hair.
Yeah. I was about to say hi to you, but it wasn't.
Text you. You're like, did you shave your beard? No. Oh, okay, your brother's here then.
Oh my God, I'm so pissed. You shaved your beard. No, it's my brother.
But the, well, see, they
you
text,
look terrible.
They text me because they're like, my brother. They're like, your brother's here. And I'm all, that's probably true. And they go, good, because I wasn't sure if that was actually your brother. And I'm all, it is. And I'm all, there's not many people.
I needed
that,
some that comp- looked- confirmation.
Yeah, need confirmation.
You're like, boy, you look familiar. Look like.
Can you show me your ancestry.com?
Like this guy Matt I know. Oh, yeah, that's my brother. I'm Nick. Oh, yeah, you're his brother? Huh, let me check with Matt.
Yeah. Texty, text, text. Damn it, dog.
Dogs are blowing up.
Sorry, it's just terrible. Terrible.
What are you? Did you change their food?
No, it's their same food. I don't know what's happening.
Maybe they got a hold of a squirrel.
Is that all you're looking out for, Nick? Oh, gosh, now it's or no, wait, you're caught drinking.
Looking out for?
That's all you're caught drinking?
I haven't even got to my cot been drinking.
Get to him.
Because dogs are farting?
Yeah. Dog farts are plenty this show.
Okay. So anyways, at this Modern Times tap takeover, that
yes.
I got to hang out with Randy from Delta Pacific.
And Craig.
And Craig. Oh, yeah, he showed up.
Craig.
I did have a nitro, bro.
You had ranch on nitro.
So I started
Do
with
you the, have any ranch on nitro?
Oh my god, that's amazing. It's creamier.
Popolo's would totally come back with the ranch on nitro.
Ranch on nitro.
I'll never leave.
Producer Could you Becky imagine that line? Leave. Like you go through the salad bar line, and then you're like, "I just need some nitro ranch."
I need that nitro ranch.
That sounds good.
It's gotta be so smooth and creamy, nitro ranch.
So I started with the Fruitlands Goza on tap.
I don't know how to kick.
How
to
goes?
It.
How did that goes?
How did that goza?
That goes pretty well with salad bar. Then I moved on to the Orderville. On tap.
Orderville.
On draft.
And then I had a Black House on nitro.
That was tasting pretty good, too.
That was just right. That was pretty much all you need in the world.
I did have two sips of their Sleepless City, which was their coffee brown.
Right. Not on nitro,
so yeah. It makes sense why
but
you
But what's funny... They also had the Drake's Electric Owl Coffee Brown.
Oh, I didn't know
so
that.
So you could have done a side-by-side.
And here, I just had amazing food and beer. What?
I think the Drake's is better coffee brown than Modern Times.
They probably use Blue Bottle, I think.
No, it was different this year.
Okay.
Yeah, it was another coffee roaster.
Stumptown?
Maybe, yes. Yes, I think so.
Stumptown's of Portland.
Stumptown.
If you're doing a heads-up challenge, you have the Modern Times and Drake's are both doing a coffee brown right now.
Wow.
If you're into that sort of thing.
A little head-to-head.
After that, I had the Ninkasi N10 anniversary beer.
Ooh.
Which was
N10?
A
cardboard box, right?
Yeah, cardboard box beer. Same size as the Firestone Walker box beers.
I don't like the cardboard boxes.
No? Not a fan?
No, usually not. Although Ninkasis are kind of cool.
For a guy that likes things that come in boxes.
Yeah, I know. I'm square.
I'm a box guy, if you know what I mean.
I don't know what that meant.
There's like...
I got a box problem.
There's
here.
At least 40 boxes behind him.
Yes.
I don't need more.
As long as it stays in the box, that's Mikey's problem.
Yeah, you can't take it out.
Yeah,
what value, if I want to play with down. It? You don't.
No, the value
goes down. No.
You know,
that's not what she said.
Keep it in the box, huh?
Keep it in the box.
Oh, just like your relationship.
No.
Wow.
Well, whoa. That's why we've been caught drinking.
No, I'm not done.
Oh, damn it.
Quit trying to rush us.
Keep fucking up.
So then I went to Riley's.
Riley's?
With Matt.
The new Riley's.
Oh. And hang out with Matt.
I was there. Matt. Hi.
I had the...
You just won, yeah, industry discount, huh?
I did.
Like, hey, man, come with me.
We didn't know anybody there.
Discount.
I got to go in the brew room.
Well, we did.
Ooh, brew room. Welcome to the brew room.
People at the bar were kind of looking at us like, can they do this? They yes. all, wait, they
yes,
are.
Yes, we can. You shut up. Hey.
They're in the brew room.
Shut up.
Those are just people.
Shut up.
They're in the brew room.
Shut up.
Hey.
Shut it.
Shut your face.
Is this approved?
Shut your hole.
This is Clovis. You can't just go to the brew room and Clovis.
Shut your hole.
This is a Fresno.
Dirty pirate hooker.
You're a dirty pirate whore.
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
You have terrible hair. You take that back.
So,
brew room. Actual three-barrel brewing system. In-house.
Working.
Working three-barrel brew system.
Is it quote-unquote working, or is it working?
No, they actually had beer in there.
Oh. So is it like gallons? Fake beer, like Disneyland beer?
Colored water.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's a world of
look, we're brewing beer, guys.
These plants are edible.
It's like the people mover of beer.
Oh, wow.
This is going super fast, isn't it?
It was real. I saw it. Well, I can confirm that they actually made beer. I don't know what path
they're taking, but it was real.
They didn't say what it was, but it was beer.
Oh, so they'll have actual brew pub beers and
brew pub
brewed in Madeira beers.
They're gonna pipe it directly to the draft tap.
Yeah.
So you can get freshies off the fermenter.
Yeah, it'll be what they call a serving tank, but yeah, it'll be fresh as not even hit a keg. It'll just be straight cold to your tap.
That's really the system they have set up?
Well, it's a little three miniature tank system. But the final tank that they're using, you could actually carbonate in it, and the whole it's a
conical fermenter.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah. I knew that. Okay, yeah.
It could be. You could find it. Tell me. You could carbonate it. You could make the beer bright. Everything in it. But if you plumbed it right, it could go straight to a tap, and you could just
plumbed it right.
It's just like a 100 gallon. It's a 100 gallon keg essentially. Right. So
that's pretty rad, though. I like that system.
Fresh beer.
Super fresh. Doesn't get any. This is it. That doesn't sound cold transferred though. Oh.
It has glycol. It's cold.
Oh. It'll be cold.
Okay. Was that all your
yes,
big
Mikey?
Pots?
That is all.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Sure you do.
Now you care.
Step on your toes.
Uh huh. Right. Then,
cheers. Not cheese. It's cheers.
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 Munster.
Cheers.
It's the end of the show. We're giving out some cheese.
It's the end of the show. We're giving out cheese.
We're giving out some cheese.
Yeah, here's some cheddar.
You get a cheese. And you get a cheese.
Gouda.
And you get a cheese.
Ooh, Monterey Jack.
It's my old roommate.
Monterey Jack.
Oprah?
Good old Monterey Jack.
This week's cheese was smoked cheddar from Save Mart.
Ooh.
Don't worry, I did not buy that pumpkin spice cheddar.
I was not worried.
Cheers to Nick Darway, to Serafina, to Brew Dork, to YoJimbo_2000, to Trafty Crazy.
Whoa.
And to Max Talks Beers, and of course, to our most beloved listeners, the golden gods of the perfect pour. The golden gods are the ones that give us money, Lebowski, every month via Patreon. Patreon.com/perfectpour is how you can donate money to the show and get a little bit of extra audio in return for your $5 or more donation to the show. And that money helps us get beer and merch and promote the show. There's all money that goes back into the show. Right now we're working on getting some new stickers, and that'll be because of our golden gods.
Oh yeah.
At the end of the day. So thank you guys. Cheers to you guys. And cheers to all you guys listening that support the show and maybe talk about the show to your friends. That kind of stuff.
Thank you.
That is
not you. People listen to the show.
Oh, sorry.
Wait, are you thinking me? I don't know if I talked to anyone about the Perfect Pour this week. But yeah, if you could, you listener, could talk about us to somebody you think might want to listen,
show them, like, grab their phone and show, here's how you listen. You go on iTunes, go on Stitcher, whatever.
Podbean.
Subscribe to it. Or, yeah, just go to perfectportpod.com. You can just listen to it straight up. And sorry about last week being a few hours late.
Hours? Good Lord, Mikey.
Yeah. Like, I think it was about 4 hours late. Here's what had happened. I was uploading it, and I uploaded it to the Flowing with Famous server and not the Perfect Poor server. And I realized this before I went to bed.
So they got a surprise.
No, I did. It didn't go out on the feed. It just went up into the Flowing with Famous cloud. And I realized this before I went to bed, but I had to re-upload, and it was just like 1:30 in the morning. I was like, I'm going to bed, and I'll deal with this in the morning. So that's what happened, straight up. So it got out about 4 hours late. So thank you, guys. And we're trying to figure out the Louis the Lab is chewing on
Looks like a peach pit. Yeah.
Yeah. Any cheers you guys have? Sorry, there's so many stupid lab distractions on this damn show.
I have a few cheers. Cheers to Michael. He's one of my new friends on
We're Untapped. New friends?
And then cheers to Randall M on Untapped. He actually has the handle Craft Brewery. I'm surprised that was not taken before. Craft Brewery. That's his handle.
And it's like the proper spelling?
Yeah, Craft Brewery. The frig. But the funny thing is, it's like he looks in his photo, which is very tiny. He looks like a mix between TJ Miller, which is a comedian, and Sammy Hagar. It's like a direct split.
Sammy!
So then cheers out to Stephanie Martin. And her tagline is, my husband loves beer, so I guess I do too.
Uh-oh.
And I was looking through some photos, and I was like, well, who's your husband? Well, is he a cool dude? It's Eddie Martin's wife. So cheers out to her.
No, there you go.
Fantasy football updater.
Cheers out to Viet. I think that's how you say his name. But he's out of Garden Grove, the coolest of groves in California.
Yeah, one of the top groves.
But oh yeah,
definitely top grove.
You mentioned Brew Dork, but I wanted to mention he's in Florida, so I hope he knows Florida Steve. Just
there's a good strong contingent of Florida listeners. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's up with that.
So and then there's Beer Snob Rob. I don't know if we've talked about him before, but
I cheers him last week.
Oklahoma, pretty cool. And then
my dad's from Drum Rat.
This one sounds familiar too, but there's Greg H. His handle is Microbrewer.
Mm.
But here, let me go slower. Microw Brewer. Like crow is in the bird. Microw.
Stone the crow.
Microw Brewer.
So I thought that was a pretty creative name of the week.
Clever gal.
And his photo is swing sets on a beach with a dog. Damn it, he's drinking an old Sullivan's. Anyways, those are my cheers.
Oh,
cheers, Nick 80. You got some cheers.
Of course I do. I just got to stop yawning to get to it. I'm not tired. Cheers to Ed Winter of Wales, bro.
Whales, bro.
He was eating craisins and drinking some 6-point
raisins.
No.
That's a combination right there.
No, but he was saying craisins are crap.
Raisins
are better. He's on the raisin side.
Raisins rock.
Go, raisins go.
My turkey sandwich was on cranberry bread, and it was good.
Boo. I'm sure it was. Doesn't mean it wouldn't have been better with the raisins.
Yeah, also cheers to Randall, the same Randall Matt cheers for on Untapped Craft Brewery. Yeah,
Randall's getting it all.
He found everybody, sounds like.
Yeah.
Roger B., Brew Dork, out of Florida.
Yeah.
Him too.
And cheers to the world marketers of craft beering.
The World Market and River Park's World Cost Plus World Market. The same market that producer Becky opened as store manager.
The one and only. How about that, Mikey? The universe is bringing it back to you.
I know. Look at that.
They're saying they're working on getting cold boxes in the world
market. Breaking news. Yeah. 3B Zine exclusive.
Let's hope that's true.
Cost Plus World Market in River Park looking at getting cold boxes for their beer.
So cheers to Santiago, Dandelion, a.k.a. Mm-hmm. Lauren, and Spooky Mango, a.k.a.
Spooky Mango.
Tennessee. Who's a lady?
He's a mango.
Lady.
Yes. Because I cheered her one time and said, thanks, dude. And she's like, I'm not a dude.
I'm not that much of a dude.
So I'm sorry, but cheers to you guys for making good beer happen at World Market.
Yeah. Well, final beer of the episode.
Final beer.
I love gold.
I hope this beer helps us. Helps us what?
Helps us help you.
Mikey, what will this beer help us do?
Get
helps
elevated?
Yeah.
Helps us have good breakfast?
This is from Cumbre. Elevated IPA, new Mexican beers at their peak. So I'm going to assume it's New Mexico and not Mexican, but New Mexico. I'm trying to see where exactly.
I think there's a gold medal on that can.
Gold medal winner in 2011 Great American Beer Festival for IPA. So this is a former gold. It is, yeah. NE. I'm confused. No, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Albuquerque beer, man.
That's where you should always take a left, right?
Yep. That's where, Bugs Bunny always messes up his directions. For some reason, wherever Bugs is traveling, Albuquerque is a big town. I've driven through Albuquerque.
This was donated to us by our friend Gabriel, which is currently residing in the Colorado state.
Gold medal. Gabriel.
Thank you for donating this.
Cheers to Gabriel, man. Appreciate it. All the beers. Mm-hmm.
I like this beer. Yep. I'm digging it.
What are we digging?
It's no hop diggity, but I dig it.
Getting elevated, Nick. Gosh.
Oh, yeah. This is not a stout. Don't you guys know it's stout season?
It's stout season. Not allowed.
November 3rd, International Stout Day.
Oh, congratulations. What did you have?
Either a narwhal or an old Rasputin, if I know myself.
Yeah. You would think you would have remembered since it's the 4th.
Oh, right.
And the 3rd was International Stout Day.
November the 4th be with you.
Gosh.
Old Rasputin, then.
I have a narwhal chilling in the fridge. Maybe I'll have to break it out.
Nice. Now is the time.
Maybe I'll...
A year vintage.
Maybe I'll go into our aging area and pick out something and drink it and not tell you guys.
Stone 16?
You won't have any idea because you're like, nah, I don't know. Do we have that back there?
Do we even have that in there?
We have a Stone 16th and then the 7-4-13.
Ooh. those are pretty much stouts by this point.
That bad beer drawer. No, well, the 16's in there. Just getting better every week.
We could have that Curly Wolf. That's still sitting in the back, right?
Yep, it's there. Whoa. It's too late, bro.
Batch one.
Batch one, too. Man.
You're a batch one.
Yeah, batch.
Well, I think that's enough craft beering for this week.
Yeah, you're probably tired of us by now.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, that's enough.
Please tune in next week.
Thank you. Yeah, please come back. Please tell everyone else to come back.
And your mother.
And have a safe week drinking craft beer, but have fun. Have fun. Scotty B would say, have fun.
Oh, have some son fun. Of a bitch.
Oh,
cheers,
oh no.
Cheers to Zach's Brewing.
Oh, thank you for remembering.
Zach's Brewing Company, LLC.
Former Garage Door Brewing, now Zach's Brewing.
Exactly.
And it is official. Name is officially state licensed?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
That's he is okay to do business now.
So we another
DBA.
Another one of our listeners, friends / family, is starting a brewery and it's official.
You get a gold star on the wall.
So
the people that did
look
it.
Out.
Looking out for some Zach's Mosaic IPA.
Zach's Mosaic IPA. So now is he going to be able, now that he's got an official license, can he start like kegging something and where I could get it on tap somewhere?
As soon as he finds a place to make it, then yes.
So he can't, so even if you're licensed, you can't make it like out of your house. Like I'm going to make a keg and send it to Goldstein's.
Because I don't, because he can't get his ABC license until he has an address to tie it to.
Okay.
So as soon as he finds a place to...
And it can't be your home address.
Well, it can be if...
But then that's your address forever.
The city approves you to brew from your house.
Oh.
And the city is not doing that for him right now. So he's looking for a building. Yeah. So yeah, it's all...
So it's got to be a city-approved building for brewing.
Right.
Regardless of what it is, it's the city has to come out and say, yeah, you can brew here.
And then once that happens, he has an address, and then he could send that to the TTB or whatever, ABC. And then they say, okay, you have an address. We will allow you to sell alcohol from here.
Yep.
Congratulations. It's a boy.
Yep. They post beers with the Fresno County, what beers he has, what they're selling for, and it's good as done.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, congrats. And more on that later. I think that's going to keep developing.
Yes.
So, everybody, thanks for listening to The Perfect Four. Be safe and have fun drinking your beers. I'm talking like this for no reason.
See you guys next week. Come to it.
I guess that's all I got.
Yeah, that's all we needed.